This is Ozarks at Large. The impeachment inquiry in the U.S. House continues, and this morning articles of impeachment were explained by Democratic members of the U.S. House, with most, if not all, Democrats in the House showing support to impeach the president, most, if not all, Republicans in the body opposing the measure. This week, Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics talks with John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about this process. Roby asked if there is any chance members of the two parties can agree on even one matter in this exercise.
We are so polarized. And I know this is a cliche, but the polarization is beyond anything we've ever seen before. And you everything is about pandering to, catering to your base of support. And these Republican members of Congress know that there are 30 to 35% of the people out there who don't want them to give an inch to these Democrats who are doing this kangaroo court and hounding Trump for doing not much worse or different from what others have done, is the way they say it. So to acknowledge that their facts are right and to then say, but it's not impeachable, which some sort of say.
Well, Representative Rick Crawford told me directly, the president did this. I don't think it's an impeachable offense. I think that's a fair debate to have.
That's
but
a debate.
You've got leadership.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Won't even accept that.
I'm just telling you. There is fear at the highest levels of the Republican Party in giving an inch. If you give an inch to Pelosi, who knows what she'll take next? That's where we are. We cannot get facts anymore in our as a basis for our political debate. We cannot trust media, a general media outlet, to present facts anymore. This is the crisis facing our country, and that's why that's happening. Obviously, Trump did just what it said. Now, you all decide whether it should be impeached, whether it's wrong, whether you should censure, what you should do. But they won't do that, and that's just where we are. And yeah, I think you understand that.
It bothers me, obviously, in my profession, it bothers me just as a citizen that we can't, I mean, it's black and white. It should bother everyone. You can't find proof of something, sure, but when it's written down in a call summary that's released by the person that said it, and when they stand out there in front of a camera and say,
I need you to look at Joe Biden, and then elsewhere I need a favor. Mm-hmm. This happened, you know, and Giuliani is over there doing whatever he's doing. That happened. And the ambassador and the other, and emissaries have testified as to conversations that had happened in sworn testimony. And the White House has not deigned to engage in that debate except to snipe at it from Twitter and social media and otherwise. So, yeah, but we are not at a healthy enough point in our politics that we can begin from that basis. The Republicans do not think that they can.
Do we eventually see that down here at the state level in Arkansas? Because I don't think you see that now.
No, the Democrats aren't. I'm sorry. The Democrats aren't strong enough for the Republicans to worry about. As the Democrats get stronger, see, Arkansas has never, and I've covered politics here for a half century, has never had a two-party system. It had a no-party system that was nominally Democratic. Then after Obama and health care reform in the 2010 going over the cliff, it became wholly Republican, and the Democrats can win less than a fourth of the legislative seats. Then the Republicans don't have to worry about that kind of thing. If we get a healthy divide and the Democrats gain and we get up to 55-45 where there's a lot at stake, and then there are a lot of play in the middle as to who gets those last those few seats to decide to control the next election, we might see the same thing. The healing has to come from the top on this. Washington has to get better. And I don't know how it can or will. It's got to be post-Trump, I think.
Some new things.
All right, good.
We have a new Razorback football coach.
Yes.
Sam Pittman.
Yes.
I guess I need to ask, because you're not going to get in the left lane and put the hammer down now. Are you going to become a member of Sam's Club? Is that going to be moniker there?
That's not bad. Excellent. Did you just come up with that?
I've heard it bounced around a little bit. So
I said, we're going to get out of the left lane. We're going to put this old pickup over on the shoulder, and we're going to raise the hood, and we're going to figure out what's wrong. That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. I think we know what's wrong.
Yeah, they need to get better players and better coaching. Do you know? And let me just brag on myself for a moment.
Okay.
10 days ago, on Twitter, where I spend a lot of time trolling Razorback fans, some guy said, well, if you're so smart, tweeted, why don't, if it was your hire, who would you hire? And I said, and I can show you the tweet, and you may have seen it, I said, this offensive line coach from Georgia, who used to be at Arkansas, who's very personable, his players love him, said to be a good recruiter, and would probably come for less and could assemble a good staff. And then I said, I think his name is Pacman or something. So I didn't know his name, but I knew who he was.
You were in the vicinity.
And I figure, what's his name? The athletic Pittman. Director.
Yeah. Oh, Hunter Yurecek.
I figure he saw that tweet and acted on it.
I think so. Does Hunter Yurecek follow you on Twitter?
I doubt it. Jeff Long did, but not anymore now. He's at Kansas. He doesn't. So I got to break in a new AD. But I just want it known that, while everybody else was talking Kiffin and drink water or something, drink wits or whatever, I had said, this is the guy.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. His columns can be found in the physical newspaper in Northwest and Western Arkansas and at ArkansasOnline.com everywhere. He talked with Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation can be found at TalkBusiness.net.